Chapter 7.
1. When Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land to which you are going, to possess it, and he casts out many nations from before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations larger and mightier than you. 2. And when Yahweh your Elohim shall give them up before you, and you strike them, then you shall utterly destroy them. You shall not cut a covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. 3. Nor shall you intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughter to his son, nor shall you take his daughter to your son. 4. For he will turn your son away from following me, that they may serve other Elohim. And the anger of Yahweh will glow against you, and he will destroy you quickly. 5. But you shall deal with them in this way. You shall break down their altars, and shatter in pieces their pillars, and you shall cut down their Asherahs, and you will burn their carved images with fire. 6. For you are a set apart people to Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be his own treasure out of all the people on the face of the earth. 7. Yahweh did not set his love on you or choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all peoples.
8. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he kept the oath which he swore to your fathers, Yahweh has caused you to go out with a strong hand, and redeemed you from the house of slaves, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. 9. Because of this, know that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful El, keeping the covenant and mercy to those who love him, and to those who keep his mitzvot, to 1,000 generations. 10. And repaying to his face those that hate him, to destroy him, he will not delay, he will repay him who hates him, to his face. 11. And you shall keep the mitzvot, and the statutes, and the judgments which I am instructing you today, to do them.
12. And it shall be, because you hear judgments, and keep and do them, even Yahweh your Elohim will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. 13. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your land, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your oxen and the wealth of your flock, in the land which he has sworn to your fathers, to give it to you. 14. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be a barren man or a barren woman among you, nor among your livestock. 15. And Yahweh shall turn aside every sickness from you, and he will not put on you any of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but he will put them on all who hate you. 16. And you shall destroy all the people whom Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, and your eye shall have no pity on them, and you shall not serve their gods, for it shall be a snare to you. 17. If you shall say in your heart, these nations are more plentiful than I, how can I throw them out? 18. You shall not be afraid of them. Remembering you shall remember that which Yahweh your Elohim has done to Pharaoh, and to all Egypt. 19. The great trials which your eyes have seen, and the miracles, and the wonders and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm with which Yahweh your Elohim has brought you out. So Yahweh your Elohim shall do to all the peoples of whose face you are afraid. 20. And Yahweh your Elohim shall send the hornets among them, until the ones who are left perish, even those who hide themselves from your face. 21. You shall not tremble before them, for Yahweh your Elohim is among you, a mighty and fearful El. 22. And Yahweh your Elohim will clear out those nations before you little by little. You may not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. 23. And Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver them up before you, and destroy them with a great destruction until they are exterminated. 24. And he shall give their kings into your hand, and you shall destroy their name from under the heavens. No man shall be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. 25. You shall burn the carved images of their Elohim with fire, and you shall not lust after the silver and gold on them, nor shall you take it to yourself, that you not be snared by it, for it is an abomination to Yahweh. 26. And you shall not bring an abomination into your house, that you not be a cursed thing like it. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly hate it, for it is a cursed thing.
Chapter 8.
1. You shall be watchful to do every mitzvah which I am instructing you today, so that you may live and may multiply and may go in and possess the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers. 2. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim has caused you to go these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, to try you, to know that which is in your heart, whether you will keep his mitzvot or not. 3. And he has humbled you, and caused you to hunger, and caused you to eat the manna, which you had not known, and your fathers had not known, in order to cause you to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh. 4. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell, these 40 years. 5. And you have known with your heart that as a man disciplines his son, Yahweh your Elohim disciplines you. 6. And you shall keep the mitzvot of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to revere him. 7. For Yahweh your Elohim brings you into a good land, a land of streams of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. 8. O land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, O land of olive oil and honey. 9. O land in which you shall eat bread without want, you shall not lack anything in it. O land whose stones are iron, and you shall dig copper out of its mountains. 10. And you shall eat and be satisfied, and you shall bless Yahweh your Elohim in the good land which he has given you. 11. Take heed to yourself, lest you forget Yahweh your Elohim so as not to keep his mitzvot, and his judgments, and his statutes, which I am instructing you today. 12. That when you have eaten and are satisfied, and have built goodly houses, and have lived in them. 13. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold have multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. 14. Then it rises up into your heart, and you forget Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. 15. Who led you through the great and dreadful wilderness, with burning serpent, and scorpion, and thirsty ground where no water is? Who brought you water out of the flinty rock? 16. Who made you eat manna in the wilderness, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might prove you, to do you good at your latter end? 17. That you not say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have made for me this wealth. 18. But you shall remember Yahweh your Elohim, for it is he who gives to you power to make wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. 19. And it shall be, if you shall forget Yahweh your Elohim, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you today that you shall utterly perish. 20. As the nations that Yahweh makes to perish before you, so you shall perish, because you did not listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim.
Chapter 9.
1. Hear, O Israel, you shall cross over the Jordan today, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and walled up to the heavens. 2. A people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the sons of Anak? 3. And know today that Yahweh your Elohim is he who passes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them, and he will bring them down before you. So you shall dispossess them and make them to perish quickly, as Yahuwah has spoken to you. 4. Do not say in your heart, when Yahuwah your Elohim casts them out from before you, saying, Yahuwah has brought me in to possess this land for my righteousness. But say, Yahuwah dispossesses them from before you because of the wickedness of those nations. 5. It is not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart that you go to possess their land. But Yahuwah your Elohim is dispossessing them from before you because of the wickedness of these nations. And in order to establish the word which Yahuwah has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. 6. And you shall know that Yahuwah your Elohim is not giving you this good land, to possess it, for your righteousness. For you are a stiff-necked people. 7. Remember, do not forget how you made Yahuwah your Elohim angry in the wilderness. Even from the day that you came out of the land of Egypt until you came into this place you have been rebellious against Yahuwah. 8. Even in Horeb you made Yahuwah angry, and Yahuwah breathed angrily against you, to destroy you. 9. When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, tablets of the covenant which Yahuwah cut with you, and I remained in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, I did not eat bread nor did I drink water. 10. And Yahuwah gave to me the 2 tablets of stone written with the finger of Elohim, and on them was written according to all the words which Yahuwah spoke with you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. 11. Then it happened, at the end of 40 days and 40 nights Yahuwah gave the 2 tablets of stone to me, tablets of the covenant. 12. And Yahuwah said to me, Rise up, go down quickly from here. For your people whom you have brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I instructed them. They have made themselves a cast image. 13. And Yahuwah spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people. 14. Let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under the heavens. And I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they.
15. And I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire, and the 2 tablets of the covenant were in my 2 hands. 16. And I looked, and, behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, you had made a cast of calf for yourselves, you had quickly turned out of the way which Yahweh had instructed you.
17. And I took hold of the 2 tablets and threw them out of my 2 hands, and broke them before your eyes. 18. And I fell down before Yahuwah, as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. I ate no bread and drank no water, because of all your sins which you had sinned, in doing that which was evil in the eyes of Yahuwah, to make him angry. 19. For I was afraid because of the anger and the fury with which Yahuwah had been angry against you, to destroy you. And Yahuwah listened to me at this time also. 20. And Yahuwah was very angry with Aaron, to destroy him, and I also prayed for Aaron at that time. 21. And I took your sin, the calf which you made, and I burned it with fire, and beat it, grinding it very small until it was as fine as dust. And I threw its dust into the torrent that came down out of the mountain. 22. And at Taberah, and at Massah, and at the graves of lust you provoked Yahuwah to anger. 23. And when Yahuwah sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given to you, then you rebelled against the mouth of Yahuwah your Elohim, and did not believe him, nor listen to his voice.
24. You have been rebellious against Yahuwah from the day that I knew you. 25. And I fell down before Yahuwah the 40 days and the 40 nights as I had thrown myself down before, for Yahuwah had said to destroy you. 26. And I prayed to Yahuweh, and said, O Adonai Yahuweh, do not destroy your people, and your inheritance whom you have redeemed in your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
27. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Do not look to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness nor to their sin. 28. Lest the land from which you brought us say, because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and, because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. 29. And they are your people, and your inheritance, whom you have brought out by your great power, and by your stretched out arm.
Chapter 10.
1. At that time Yahweh said to me, cut out for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me, into the mountain, and you shall make for yourself an ark of wood. 2. And I shall write on the tablets the words which were on the first tablets, which you have broken, and you shall place them in the ark. 3. And I made an ark of acacia wood, and cut out two tablets of stone like the first, and went up into the mountain, and the two tablets were in my hand. 4. And he wrote on the tablets according to the writing, the 10 words, which Yahweh had spoken to you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and Yahweh gave them to me. 5. And I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and they are there, as Yahweh instructed me. 6. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes from Brith of the sons of Jachan to Mazerah. Aaron died there and he was buried there, and his son Eleazar was acting as priest in his place. 7. From there they pulled up stakes to Guggada semicolon and from Guggada to Jotbath, O land of water brooks. 8. At that time Yahweh separated the tribe of Levi, to bear the Ark of the Covenant before Yahweh, to stand before Yahweh and to minister to him, and to bless in his name, until today. 9. Therefore, Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brothers. Yahweh is his inheritance, according as Yahweh your Elohim spoke to him. 10. And I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, as at the first. And Yahweh listened to me that time also. Yahweh did not will to destroy you. 11. And Yahweh said to me, rise up, go before the people, causing them to set forward, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers, to give it to them. 12. And now, Israel, what has Yahweh your Elohim asked of you, except to revere Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul? 13. To keep the mitzvot of Yahweh, and his statutes which I am instructing you today, for your good. 14. Behold, the heavens and the heaven of the heavens, the earth and all in it, belong to Yahweh your Elohim. 15. Only, Yahweh has delighted in your fathers, to love them, and he chose their seed after them, on you out of all the peoples, as it is today.
16. And you shall circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and you shall not harden your neck any more. 17. For Yahweh your Elohim, he is the Elohim of Elohims, and the Master of Masters, the great, the mighty, the fearful Elohim who does not lift up faces, nor take a bribe. 18. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the alien, to give to him food and clothing. 19. And you shall love the alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. 20. You shall revere Yahweh your Elohim, you shall serve him, and you shall cleave to him, and you shall swear by his name. 21. He shall be your praise, and he shall be your Elohim, who has done for you these great and fearful things which your eyes have seen. 22. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons. And now Yahweh your Elohim has made you as the stars of the heavens for multitude.
Chapter 11.
1. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim, and keep his charge, and his statutes and his judgments, and his mitzvot all the days. 2. And you know today, for I do not speak with your sons who have not known, and who have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh your Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm. 3. And his signs, and his works which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and to all his land. 4. And that which he has done to the army of Egypt, to its horses, and to its chariots, when he caused the waters of the Red Sea to flow over them as they pursued them, and Yahweh destroyed them to this day. 5. And that which he has done to you in the wilderness, until you came to this place. 6. And that which he has done to Dathan, and to Abiram, sons of Eliab, Reuben's son, when the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them and their houses and their tents and all the living substance at their feet, in the midst of all Israel. 7. But your eyes see all the great work of Yahweh which he has done. 8. And you shall keep all the mitzvot which I am instructing you today, so that you shall be strong, and shall go in and possess the land to which you are passing over, to possess it. 9. And so that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to give to them and to their seed, a land flowing with milk and honey. 10. For the land to which you are going, to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from where you came, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot, as a garden of herbs. 11. But the land which you are entering to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, drinking water from the rain of the heavens. 12. O land which Yahweh your Elohim cares for. The eyes of Yahweh your Elohim are always on it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. 13. And it shall be, if listening you will listen to my mitzvot which I instruct you today, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul.
14. That I will give the rain of your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, and your wine, and your oil. 15. And I will give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be satisfied. 16. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart not be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other Elohim, and bow down to them. 17. And the anger of Yahweh glow against you, and he shut up the heavens, and there be no rain, and the ground not give her increase, and you perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh is giving to you. 18. And you shall lay these words up in your hearts, and in your souls, and shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. 19. And you shall teach them to your sons by speaking of them as you sit in your house, and as you walk in the way, and as you lie down, and as you rise up. 20. And you shall write them on the side posts of your house, and on your gates. 21. That your days and the days of your sons may be multiplied in the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to give to them, as the days of the heavens over the earth. 22. For if keeping you will keep this command which I am instructing you, to do it, to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave to him. 23. Then Yahweh shall dispossess all these nations from before you, and you shall possess nations greater and mightier than you. 24. Every place where the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river, the Euphrates River, even to the furthest sea shall be your border. 25. No man shall stand before you. Yahweh your Elohim shall put your dread and your rever on the face of all the land on which you tread, as he has spoken to you.
26. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. 27. A blessing if you hear the mitzvot of Yahweh your Elohim which I instruct you today. 28. And a curse if you will not hear the mitzvot of Yahweh your Elohim, but will turn aside out of the way which I instruct you today, to go after other gods which you have not known. 29. And it shall be when Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land to which you go to possess it, that you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. 30. Are they not beyond the Jordan, behind the way of the sunset, in the land of the Canaanites that live in the Arabah, opposite to Gilgal, beside the oaks of Moreh. 31. For you are to cross over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you, and you shall possess it and live in it. 32. And take heed to do all the statutes and the judgments which I am giving before you today,